Have you noticed the rampant deception in this world and its partnering delusion in the minds of so many? People bow to their own idea of truth, but truth is not an idea that means different things to different people. Truth is an absolute, existing independently and universally in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, I get it that a whole lot of people don't believe in absolutes, let alone the absolute fact that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I've received plenty of mean and mocking comments to prove widespread disbelief in the gospel. But I won't be silenced. I am in full agreement with the Apostle Paul, who wrote, "I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes." It's exactly because I believe the gospel holds the key to life and joy and peace that I won't be silenced. I can help people see the glory of Christ. My belief in the power of God to save us is also why I am way more likely to be grieved rather than offended when people reject the truth of the gospel. Now, one of the saddest verses in the Bible, in my opinion, is 2 Corinthians 4:4. Now, I'm about to tell you why that verse saddens me and also convinces me that being silent is not an option. Now, if you agree with me that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, then get ready to take hold of three key facts that you can use to come against deception and delusion. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I absolutely love to share with you what I've learned from studying the Bible. Now, every week I read a little bit of scripture and then I give you a declaration of truth that I pull from the verses that I just read. Now, I always, always invite you to believe and speak the declaration with me to empower your tongue with truth. Now, today I'm going to read three verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning with the verse that I told you about that grieves my heart. And I'm going to be reading it out of the New Living Translation. "Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God." You see, we don't go around preaching about ourselves. We preach that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we ourselves are your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let there be light in the darkness," has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. Blinded people can't see. Satan has blinded people, so they can't see. Now, I'm not angry with blinded people for having been blinded. I'm sad for them. But in the same way that 2 Corinthians 4:4 grieves my heart, the next two verses give me hope because I can help people see the glory of Christ. You can too. So will you declare that with me now? That truth, I just want it to sink in. I can help people see the glory of Christ. My friend, this world needs you and your voice and your testimony about Jesus. Do you remember the day that you came out of the darkness and into the light? Doesn't it break your heart for those who are still in the dark? The first key to coming against deception and delusion is know the source of the darkness. Now, even though it's people who are leaving the nasty comments mocking God and my faith in Jesus, the Bible makes it clear that we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. When you know that Satan is doing everything he can to keep unbelievers from seeing the light and understanding the message of the gospel, it helps you fight the battle with the right strategy. The Bible says we are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. One of God's mightiest weapons is the sword of the Spirit, which is the truth found in the Word of God. Another powerful weapon is prayer. So ask God to reveal himself and open the eyes of those who have been blinded. Praying scripture is especially effective, and I believe that God will direct your prayers for the lost because he wants everyone to be saved. So the first key to coming against deception and delusion is to know the source of the darkness. And the second is to know the source of the light. The prophet Isaiah spoke of the coming Messiah, saying, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine." I love that promise, and Jesus came, and he is that light. God is light, and in him, there is no darkness. Stay in the light, my friend. Walk in the light, and then you will reflect the light. Now, I've got one more key fact for you, and I do hope this information has been helpful. So if it has, would you please give me a thumbs up and share this with a friend? Now, if you want to come against deception and delusion, you need to know first the source of the darkness, the source of the light, and finally, know the power of the gospel. God has been reminding me lately of the parable of a farmer who went to sow some seed. You can find that parable in Matthew 13, Mark 4, and also Luke chapter 8. Now, in that parable, the farmer cast the seed, the good seed of God's word, but only some of it fell in good soil. Now, for years, whenever I contemplated that parable, I focused on the soil because I want to be good soil. I want to produce a good crop. But not only that, I want my words to land on good soil and produce a good crop. But it doesn't always happen that way. God has been patient with me, and he has helped me see that I have got a hold of good seed, and that's all that matters. I know the power of the gospel, and it can save people, but people have free will. Now, just because some people reject what you or I say about Jesus doesn't mean we should shut our mouths. Through the parable of the sower, I learned that I'm responsible for sowing, but I'm not responsible for the results of my sowing. So I'm going to keep on talking about the saving power of the gospel, regardless of where that good seed of the gospel message falls. Now, in the parable of the sower, some of the seed falls along the path where Satan snatches it away. Some falls on rocky ground where the heat of trials cause it to wither away. Some falls among the thorns, where worries and wealth grow up around it and choke it. Thankfully, some of that seed, some of the seed that you sow, that I sow, falls on good soil. And a new disciple of Jesus Christ takes root and springs up and makes a positive impact on the world. But no matter the results, no matter where that seed that you and I sow falls, you and I can help people see the glory of Christ. But only if we sow it, right? We need to sow the seed, share the gospel, and tell people our testimony. Now, perhaps you've heard the saying, if not now, when? If not us, who? The promise in 2 Corinthians continues into verse 7. Today I read verses 4, 5, and 6, but next time I'm going to be going there into verse 7, and I hope it'll bring you even more encouragement. So I invite you to listen and learn that you don't have to shine like a supernova superstar to help people see the glory of Christ. Just let that little light within you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, shine. Shine. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your promise that when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we also receive your Spirit that guides us into all truth, that empowers us with the truth of your word and your gospel. Lord God, I pray that through your Spirit, you would help us to take up the weapons, the divine weapons that demolish strongholds, so that we can help people see the glory that is Christ. Lord, we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. No matter how we may feel rejected by people, God, we know that it's the unseen realm, it's the powers, the principalities of darkness, the evil spirits, God, that have blinded people. And so, Lord God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would open eyes. Lord, the fields are wide into harvest, and we want the laborers to go, Father, where that harvest is ready, Lord, to be reaped, to be brought in for your glory. And so, God, make divine appointments for us. Guide us to people who are ready to receive, like that good soil, God. We want people to see the glory that is Christ. And God, we pray for those who are blinded, for those who are deceived and deluded, Father God, that their eyes would be opened. Lord, I think of that wonderful old hymn about your amazing grace, that yes, once we were blind, but now we see, and we want that for those, Lord, that you bring into our sphere of influence. Oh God, make it so. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, if you want to know more about how to access the power of God, then I invite you to watch my video about feeling powerless. And be sure to subscribe and click or tap the bell for notifications. And also, you know, I always ask you to share this with someone. This time, maybe think of someone who needs to know how to come against deception and delusion. Because your tongue has power. Use it for good.